breaths of morning dew still linger on the iris leaves in the meadow where I'm walking in the early morning breeze.
I'm Matt Hildreth, and you're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Coming up, we have songs from Tom T. Hall, Earl Scruggs, O'Bella Reed, and Vince Gill, so you'll definitely want to stick around.
The best country music ever made, from the 70s to today, for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM. 95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. The auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress, but she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking all about mountain songs and country music. Well, the mountain theme continues. Next up, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. Kind of another traditional tune that we're playing today. Another one that came from you, Drew. Tell us about it.
It's an old school song sang by an old school lady with an old school voice. High on the Mountain. It's not a Willie Nelson joint. That's not what it's about. This song was covered by Marty Stewart. I think Doc Watson did a version of it. I chose to go with the original. Ola wrote it because it's a mountain song, and her voice, to me, is the quintessential mountain woman voice. It is so rich, and it has that high, lonesome sound that Hank Williams made famous, but was created in the foothills of the Appalachians. When people can perfect the high, lonesome sound, you can almost tell that they felt the sadness. It's almost like, and this probably isn't true, but you feel like there's no way they could sound like that if they hadn't been heartbroke about 19 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a good example of mountain music that is often, I think, more country than bluegrass. In the sense that it's more of the country, more authentic to the country than what bluegrass became. Like bluegrass was almost like the Nashvilleification of what singer-songwriters like Ola Bell Reed were doing up in the mountains.
I think also that bluegrass was a musical tradition. We had standards, and we're going to play them, and then this old boy here that we ain't never met is real good at the banjo. He's going to go off for about 3 minutes, and we'll see if we can follow him. Whereas mountain music, yeah, it had a more country tradition because of the stories. The lyrics were a lot more important. I mean, even you pulled up her Wikipedia page, her story sounds like something out of a book. She's from Grassy Creek. She was the fourth of 13 children. She learned the clawhammer style banjo and sang old time songs with her whole family, only exclusively in the mountain region where they lived until she got older and traveled around. This is one of those stories of like you come up in the holler and at first they don't trust you, but if you can get in good with them, you'll find out later that they all sing like angels. Mm-hmm. And daddy makes the best moonshine this side of the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. That's country music where I'm from. That's mountain music.
All right. Up next, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. The next song, I think, is a great example of new songs, new artists singing very traditional or in a very traditional way, either covering old traditional songs or doing new songs in old ways. The band is called Hooray for the Riff Raff. And the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. Do you want to talk a little bit about this one?
Yeah, the front woman for Hooray for the Riff Raff is a New Orleans musician, and I love New Orleans, love that musical history there. And like many New Orleans musicians, she's worldly. She plays all different styles. If you go listen to her albums, it's not all traditional or country. But this song, I mean, it sounds like Blue Rock Candy Mountain from the top of the hour, but with a very modern twist, as you said. And I think that's a lot of what this show is trying to be about. And I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains, so also I'm just a homer, you know. And she says, my heart is a Blue Ridge Mountain. Woo, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that if you were to see it live or to listen to it, you might not know where to place it.
You wouldn't, because her voice and her style is so different. Like, if you're a musicologist or just a big music fan, you might immediately recognize that tune as being from the sort of American traditional music landscape. When she starts singing, you're like, well, that's not really where we are anymore, or we're in a different part of it anyway. But that's kind of what it's all about, right? That's why we share music, so people can do new stuff with it.
Yeah, and it's definitely a throwback and, you know, honoring, I guess, in a way, the traditions while adding a little bit of newness to it. So we'll play it now. The band is Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain.
Morning, but I never knew, I never knew, never knew,
I love this next song because it pulls together so many great traditions in country music. You got religious imagery, you have the mountain as heaven, and it's from an artist, Vince Gill, that I think if you were listening to country music in the 80s and 90s, you were definitely listening to some Vince Gill.
Yeah, I don't know if he got extra money for every time this was played at a funeral, but if he did, he made a killing in the 90s because every great aunt and uncle of mine who died, somebody played or sung this at a funeral. Vince Gill is a country music artist who not just dabbled, had so much crossover in the gospel world because he grew up singing in church, and that voice is angelic. I mean, that is probably the most angelic male voice in country music, and this is such an emotional song, and it's powerful. It really is. Even if you're not particularly religious or those kinds of things make you uncomfortable, you can't really deny the power of Vince Gill singing to this loved one, hey, your time here is done. You've earned your rest. Go get it.
And I don't know that I've ever heard this song in church. You know, I grew up going to church. We didn't have probably as good music as you did in East Tennessee. Is this a song you heard in church?
There were other Vince Gill songs I heard in church is what I was getting at. He had gospel records. I don't think I ever heard this in church other than at a...
That's what I think is so interesting, though, is that it played on secular stations.
Right.
Oftentimes, if it's too gospel for country, it will get on the gospel channel. But this was a kind of a gospel song that you heard on the country stations. And I think Vince Gill, Alan Jackson also, there's a bunch of them.
Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that really were able to pull in that gospel successfully in a way that I think still allowed them to be country but gospel.
Yeah, I mean, country music radio's never shied away from Christianity. But the style of music, which is more what you're referencing, you got to be top of the top to cross over with the gospel style.
Right. And that's something I think we take for granted. I mean, everybody sort of says, I grew up playing in church. But it is really fascinating how many artists, especially country artists, grew up playing in church. I mean, I grew up playing drums, and I wasn't very good, but I played in church.
Yeah, country artists, R&B artists, pop singers. I mean, I think that's a big part of the American tradition, not just country music. I think it's because music is such an integral part of worshiping and community.
All right, here is Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
You work on earth.
All right. Well, next up, we're going to hear from Vince Gill, Colter Wall, and Flatland Cavalry, and also some songs about the Smoky Mountains. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
It's just an old beat-up truck. Some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here, now he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat-up box. It's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat-top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on to the things I believe in. Tell you something, I hold on, I hold on. Can you hear me, baby? I hold on. Yeah, I
our songs. West Wisconsin's country legends, St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up.
Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
She looked so much like a lady, but she was so much like a child. A devil when she held me close, an angel when she smiled. She always held it deep inside, but somehow I always knew she'd go away when the grass turned green and the sky turned baby blue. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. She brought colors to my life that my eyes had never touched. When she taught me how to care, I never cared so much. I try not to think of her, but I fall asleep and do, and drift off where the grass is green and the sky is baby blue. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Baby blue.
Since we've been done, I've been trying to unfall apart. And I've been thinking that some neon lights would be a real good start. Well, I called a couple friends, but they all say they're staying in. So I guess I'm going out on my own. I might be heartbroken, but that don't mean I gotta stay home. He would never walk in. And then a guy at the bar sees an empty drink in my hand. Yeah, I said it's sweet of you to ask if you can fill my glass, but I'm gonna have to pass this time. Well, me and myself, well, yeah, we're doing just fine. I can buy my own drinks, I can pay my own time.
is the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them. And she brought them to their feet. Was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small-time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. Work hard to get where you are. Feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She doesn't care anymore that her high school girlfriend cut.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking about mountain songs and country music. All right, Drew, do you want to do Rocky Top next? I know you've been waiting for Rocky Top.
You know, I feel like I've been waiting on Rocky Top my whole life because we play it when we score touchdowns at the University of Tennessee. So I'm constantly wanting it to be played for that reason in celebration. I would say, and obviously I'm biased, but I think that this is objectively true. This is the best and most famous fight song in college football. Every single college and university in America that I know of has a fight song that is their own. I went to a D3 football school, and we had a fight song. Everybody's got a fight song.
I went to Bible college. We had a fight song.
I don't know any other school's fight songs. I didn't even go to the University of Tennessee, and I know there's fight song. Well, okay, well, you grew up, you're a fan. Did you know it was the University of Tennessee's fight song? Rocky Top?
No, absolutely not.
You did not know that? Well, no, you're lying. You're lying through your teeth.
I know it because the people from Tennessee told me it was, but like...
That's what... But who else is doing that?
Yeah.
You know the song.
I, of course, know
You've
the song.
You've seen Peyton Manning leading the band on ESPN. Every time they show Peyton Manning, they call back to that.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't know it was the fight song. But as soon as I knew that Rocky Top was a song, I knew that it was the fight song.
Right. You're saying that didn't happen when you were like 10. It happened when you were, what, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's funny. It's a fight song, and it's about to make me fight you. So maybe we should just play it.
Yeah, and I did. I had to look up who actually made Rocky Top famous. So many different artists have covered Rocky Top. So which one sticks out to you the most?
Well, the Lynn Anderson version is the one that got made popular where I grew up and was the one I would hear, you know, on the radio before the game. I don't know if she was the first lady to record it, but I know the Osborne Brothers wrote it, but Lynn Anderson is the famous one.
All right, so we will play Rocky Top as performed by Lynn Anderson.
Half bear, the other half cat. Greatest lyric in the history of fight songs.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on a rocky top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a man on a rocky top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, but I still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'd always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Once two strangers climbed on Rocky Top looking for a moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top, I reckon they never will. Rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'd always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
All right. Well, we have been covering a lot of traditional songs on this show, or traditional artists, I should say. The next one is a song that I really love, Coulter Wall. I'm a huge fan of Coulter Wall. Part of the reason why I love Coulter Wall so much is because he's from Canada. And, you know, shout out to Canadian country, because frankly, there's a ton of really great Canadian country artists that are out right now with a real throwback sound, Coulter Wall being one of them. But he's from Saskatchewan, which I found out how to pronounce Saskatchewan. Driving through the middle of Canada for 100 hours in a row and listening to the radio. And I grew up in the Northern Plains in South Dakota. And so I always felt, you know, Texas has a strong repping in country music, but not a lot of Northern Plains songs in country. And I've always felt like that was missing. Coulter Wall's from Canada, but where he's from and where I'm from look very similar. And I think that a lot of his songs, they're a little bit of the more old cowboy song, but it's a little bit more ranching cowboy, Montana, Great Plains. I know he's done some collaboration on with Tyler Childers on Appalachian Songs, but I just love his music. Is Colter Wall somebody that you listen to?
Yeah, the first album I think that he put out, the first one I heard of was Imaginary Appalachia. Honestly, that's my favorite song of his. Probably not a coincidence with what he was going for there in terms of style, singing songs in the style of where I'm from. That voice is undeniable. Canada, Saskatchewan, Namibia, it don't matter. If you've got that deep of a voice, but that smooth, you can sing country music.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. All right, the next song we're going to play is Rocky Mountain Rangers by Colter Wall.
Outfit was I for the Scarlet Bounty. Stanley to town, he's drunk or down and out. He's high low. Boys that I once called family mounted high in the year of 85. Major Stewart went down and he left his cows back in Fort McLeod when the news circled round that the Métis had enough and there's rustlers on the prowl and it's in a boy and needs his boys to straighten her out. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains serve all the western cavalry. There's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year 85. Cypress Hills, we drank up our fill and the hour was still when a Winchester shot like the ringing of a bell. Some boys at Gable Dumont's are shooting us to hell, so let's raise up your six gun lest we be undone. Make some fur slack them reins, let your ponies run, run. How I survived I may never understand, son. Bully times in the year of 85. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains serve all the western cavalry. There's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year of 85. Disbanded in the year of 85.
All right, we got another song here now. When I was thinking about mountain songs or country songs about mountains, one of the first ones that came to me was a song called Mountain Song by Flatland Cavalry. The lead singer is Clito Cordero. That's a band I'm sure you're familiar with, Drew.
Vaguely. They're on the perimeters of my listenership. I need to dive more into them. I enjoy the song when you sent it. I have to ask, and I don't know if this is offensive or not, but Clito Cordero, is that a Hispanic name?
Yeah.
Is Clito Hispanic for Cletus? Because that's amazing. That is so awesome.
It. Hey, man, country's universal.
Exactly.
I'm not sure. I do know that Cleto's from Texas, and I do know that his sound, I think, is a very authentic sound. And Flatland Cavalry has a cover that you can find online pretty easily of Whiskey Lullaby, where he's singing with his partner, Caitlin Butts. And I think it's one of the best covers of Whiskey Lullaby that I've ever heard. But I personally love the name Flatland Cavalry because, you know, I grew up on the plains and the best representation we get is from Texas, which is, I think, no coincidence that they're from Texas. But it's funny to me that the band is called Flatland Cavalry and the song is Mountain Song. So maybe there's a connection there that, like, if he was growing up or living in the mountains, you know, it'd be like fish in the water. But like me coming from the flatlands, it really was kind of amazing to see the mountains for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, even coming from the mountains, and, you know, I loathe to admit this, but the first time I saw the Rockies, like, I think I stopped breathing for a few seconds. You know, and I say I'm loathe to admit it because we have some weird, like, regional rivalry, as if it's a rivalry.
It's not a rivalry.
Yeah, that's like a Division II basketball team being like, man, I got to admit, the Lakers are pretty good.
Yeah. And, you know, this song's a little bit more folky, a little bit more Americana. But I do feel like, to me, it's legitimate country in the sense that it's coming from a clear connection to, you know, what's been done in the past, but there's, you know, some new takes on it.
Well, it's kind of like Sturgill Simpson's great quote. If you're from Texas, it's probably true for you too. It's probably true for Cleto. Sturgill somewhat infamously said, every time I open my mouth to sing, it's country music. I can't help it, even if I don't want it to be.
Absolutely. Well, here is Mountain Song by Flatland Calvary.
1, 2, 3. Mountain, mountain, it's good to see your face. Mighty wander high above the plains. Mountain, mountain, could I take your place? River, river, take me away. Wash me clean, keep my sins at bay. Take me away. Canyon perfume blowing in the wind. Time ain't a thing here. Luck is my best friend. Carrying with me everything I own and who I am. Pray to God I see your face again. Pray to God I see your face.
We still have a few songs ahead of us. These are classic songs about the Smoky Mountains, so you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. Today's theme is mountains. So we're talking about all of our favorite mountain songs in country music. Smoky Mountain Rain by Ronnie Millsap is, I think, a song that maybe many people have forgotten, which is a perfect song for us here at the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Drew, talk a little bit about why you picked it.
Well, first of all, Ronnie Millsap's perfect for our theme is such a great country music artist, but isn't as prevalent when we're looking back as some of the people, and we've talked about this on the show before. You know, he wasn't as famous as Garth Brooks or even maybe as famous as Keith Whitley, who he did some songs with. I chose this song, you know, you were talking about the Midwest not getting a lot of shout outs. This is a song that is the reverse for me. It opens with him thumbing it back from L.A. to Knoxville, which I live in L.A. now, and I'm always homesick for East Tennessee. I have a home in Knoxville. So right out of the gate, I'm connecting with the shout-outs. It's a beautiful heartbreak song. It's about a woman that you can't find. She's lost out there in the Smoky Mountain rain. There's a reference to Gatlinburg. How many country music songs have a reference to Gatlinburg that's at all positive? If people don't know, Gatlinburg is where Dollywood is, and it's become a sort of a little bit of an eyesore there on the mountain. It's a beautiful part of East Tennessee, but then there's like all these pancake houses and putt-putt golf centers and go-kart areas. So there's not a lot of positive references to Gatlinburg anymore, but here is one. So it just reminds me of home, and it's a beautiful song.
All right. Here's Smoky Mountain Rain by Ronnie Millsap.
Thumb my way from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her. I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears fill my eyes when I found out she was gone. Smoky Mountain rain keeps on falling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain rain, I'll keep on searching. I can't go on hurting this way. He said that he was going as far as Gatlinburg. I climbed up in the cab all wet and cold and lonely. I wiped my eyes and told him about her. I've got to find her. Can you make these big wheels?